This is Open Mic Live. Let's go! Welcome to this week's episode. We have a very special guest coming. Welcome back, everyone, to Season 2 of Open Mic Live. It feels surreal and absolutely wonderful to be launching this next chapter with all of you because honestly, none of this would be possible without your support. It's an exciting and eventful time in life, and kicking off season 2 is truly the cherry on top. This podcast has always been about sparking great conversations, finding common ground, and showing that there is always something new to learn. I can't wait to introduce you to the incredible lineup of guests this season. But before we dive into that, I've got some exciting updates to share. As we revealed in the final episode of last season, and as you can hear by the much improved quality of this recording, Open Mic Live has officially been picked up by RTL. Now, the show streams under their banner, and I could not be more grateful or honored to be part of such a talented community. It's not just an honor, it's a challenge and an opportunity to continue growing and learning. And I'm so excited to take this journey with you. For those of you who listen on a regular basis, Open Mic Live will continue to drop new episodes every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. But if you want to get a jump on things, you can now catch the episode early every Thursday on RTL Play. So remember, RTL Play on Thursdays, and then just in time for the weekend on all other platforms. Now, to kick things off this season, we're jumping into our usual segment.
Hike! On the mic.
Hi, Hike.
Hello. How are you doing?
Welcome to season 2 of Open Mic Live. How are you doing? Where am I finding you?
Oh, you want to go there now? Well, we kind of started recording this now in the holidays. So I am right now at a small village somewhere up the mountains near Malaga. I'm here with 10 friends.
Wow.
And we basically are here at the family house of one of our friends. We have a pool. We have basically the beach is half an hour away. And yeah, we're just traveling all over south of Spain, Andalusia. And this is the fourth year in a row. Not in a row, we skipped one year, but the fourth time that we're here.
Oh, that's so nice. It's such a cool tradition. And I know that
yeah,
you're
where
there.
Where are you, actually?
Well, that's also a very cool question because I am.
Yeah, fire back.
Yeah, I am recording from RTL because, as you know, and as our audience knows, the podcast was picked up by RTL. So I'm very excited to be recording also the first episode of season 2 from here. And I'm really ready to go.
Let's go.
So do you want to give a little update what you've been up to in the last month?
Well, professionally speaking, so I think I mentioned earlier, right, that I am working as a... Well, I have a couple of projects I'm working on. Right now, my main project is actually together with the OBA, which is the Openbare Bibliotheek Amsterdam, or translated to Public Library of Amsterdam. They have 29 locations, and they're gonna open a new futuristic library where a tech school is gonna be placed as well for teenagers. TUMO, basically TUMO offers creative technologies to teenagers free of charge. And it's kind of an after schooling program. It like the curriculum has things from robotics to simple programming, I guess. But also things like visual illustration, game development, music, name it, 3D modeling. And the whole idea is kind of initiated in collaboration with that public library. But the municipality of Amsterdam is involved as well. And the beauty is that it's quite an unprecedented project because we got also a bunch of, Dutch tech unicorns involved to sponsor and become partners and help us, like kind of shape the school. Yeah, I've been mainly working on that. We are still kind of fundraising. I'm basically the main fundraising slash partnership advisor manager, and I cannot give out the name yet because we haven't fully signed it yet, but there was a verbal commitment from one of the most technologically advanced and futuristic real estate developers in the Netherlands. They have basically built a lot of beautiful skyscrapers. So yeah, basically, that's mainly what I'm working on, like bringing in a lot of interesting sponsors for the school,
Nice.
and to help establish it.
Very cool.
What about you? Back on the grind? In the
Back on the
office?
grind. Back on the grind for sure. Yes, I've been working. Of course, I had some summer vacation that was very nice. And now I'm working again, and I've been working very hard on preparing season two. I'm excited to talk a little bit about what we have prepared for our guests and for our listeners. And we also have a little surprise that I'm going to go into because of the stage of life that I am in right now. So I think this will be a
What
fun.
stage is that?
Well, as you know, I'm wedding planning, which is in itself a whole job.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the
Yeah.
things that we are doing this season is that we're going to have a bonus series of wedding related content. So it's going to be five short episodes where we're going to discuss the different types of weddings, of wedding planning, what it entails. And like with our first season, I'm always going to end with one specific question to our guests, which would be what actually marriage means to them, because a wedding is a wonderful thing, but to me, the more important thing is what it leads to. So it's going to be very interesting to hear different perspectives. We're going to hear from people who have chosen different paths, who are embracing tradition, who don't want to have anything with traditional weddings and are doing their own thing. We're going to hear from people who work in the wedding industry, and somebody that we're looking for still that I really want to bring on the podcast is a lawyer who would be educating us and our audience on, for example, what the legal impact of a marriage is. So prenuptial agreements, all the stigma behind it, what the trends are. So I think this will be a fun addition to the season. And other than that, we have a really great lineup. So I'm very, very excited. Next week, for example, we have the managing director of Sotheby's for Austria and Hungary, who is going to introduce us to the world of auctioning. And I'm so excited for this and very honored to have her on Open Mic Live. So there is a lot coming up. There will be, I'm sure, some surprises along the way. Another little thing that we can give away, what will happen this season, is that we are going to air part of an episode that we had planned for last season that unfortunately couldn't take place because of a very sudden and dramatic turn of events, career-wise, for our guest, who is a biologist. As I said, something happened and she couldn't legally discuss it. But we definitely want you to have this aspect because it's something that happens in life and it will be a very interesting and valuable lesson for our listeners. So, what do you think about this? This we couldn't have even planned, huh?
Well, no, I mean, things sometimes just, well, sometimes, I think things always happen for a reason. And I like the fact that we're very, we implement a lot of elasticity in this podcast. So in a sense that we really bounce along with changing conditions, including lineup, including our own views on how we should approach certain things. I know that this is actually, this is a person from a quite a large company, originally founded in Germany. And for me, as a techie, I'm very curious about technology related topics, but I believe that such a life-changing course gives a lot of insight and is exactly what we are tackling here on Open Mic Live.
Exactly. And I think everybody goes through moments like this in life. And to hear of somebody who has dealt, in my opinion, successfully with this right now, of course, it has been a roller coaster. And there is often situations in life that are a roller coaster. You can draw inspiration from every aspect of it.
Hey, talking about the roller coaster. So for me, like being here is also a little bit of a roller coaster, you know, like it's kind of high up the mountain. We go up and down, but maybe also quite relevant to the five, standalone episodes that are coming up. I'm also here for a wedding myself. We're now in Malaga, but we're gonna fly in a bit more than a week. Actually, less than a week, in 5 days. Excuse me. To Bilbao for a wedding of a friend of ours. And actually for me it's a very interesting thing that this topic is something that's getting so much light. Obviously you in your life stage you are facing these these exciting milestones, but I'm starting to notice a lot of other friends of mine like getting in there. And personally, I'm quite like far away from that, not because I want to.
That's what you're thinking. Who knows what the future holds?
Well, yeah, exactly. You never know, right? I might be the type of guy that just finds somebody and gets married within 3 months.
You might catch the bouquet.
Oh yes. Well, I don't know if I'm gonna run towards it or away from it, but like you never know, right?
Yeah.
But I have a very well. Obviously, I have a specific view towards marriage. I'm not so religious myself, so it wasn't because of religious reasons that I would really want to get married. But out of love and respect for my partner, to enjoy a ceremonial bonding and announcement of the commitment you're going into towards your loved ones has always been my main reason to want to get married.
Yeah.
And the form and shape of how, that's something I also really enjoy, not being too rigidly attached to how it's done in specific communities or in specific religions, countries, etc. So this is something that I'm gonna this is a question I'm gonna raise. What do certain ceremonial acts mean? Where do they come from?
Yeah.
And I'm curious what our guests would have to say about that. I am a romanticist myself sometimes, so I things like prenups have an additional layer of luggage for me. And I think it's in a way also how they are presented in certain, romantic comedies, movies, etc. But in terms of legally kind of really kind of making sure that you set yourself up not to, get into trouble after the spark or the fire fades, that is an interesting perspective that I would actually, love to take the devil's advocate's role in.
Yeah, and I think it's a good moment to actually do a little call for action from our listeners. We
Okay.
want to interview somebody who is involved in family law and ask
Yeah.
them exactly about what it means, what is the stigma behind it. So please reach out to us. If you are, or if you know a family lawyer who is really knowledgeable about this and who we can interview. So I think this would be a great way to meet new people that we ourselves don't know.
Do you know what we also can do? Like once this episode is aired, we could kind of post it on LinkedIn. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I have met a lot of family lawyers and connected with them through LinkedIn, etc. But they have not necessarily like stuck to me because simply I'm not really interested in this type of legal issues. Well, at least not yet. And overall, I think it might be easier to find something that we talked about earlier to find such a lawyer that can speak openly and that has enough cases and insight more in the Western world, I believe, because I believe this type of things are much more common in Western Europe or European countries overall.
Nice. Let's do that. So before I let you go back to the beach and I go back to work, what is one thing you're really looking forward to in this season?
Ooh, I think what I'm super excited about is that I think we have taken a step forward here, right? The first season was literally a pet project of ours, much more of yours than me, because once again, you invested in this so much more than I do, that I feel really guilty about it, and I'm gonna make sure to make it up with season two by, finding the right guests, for example, the lawyer, but also another friend that I can already mention, who is a very inspirational friend. He is actually also here, and he is a founder of a crypto on-ramping company who has raised well over 5 million in funding, and who is actually in a continuous blitz scaling situation. So as we're having this call and the rest of our friends are swimming in the pool, he as well is working in a separate room. I know him for already 10 years. He has agreed to jump onto one of the episodes. So I guess this is a small sneak peek of one of the episodes to come.
I also think that the second season is a big step forward, and also the fact that there was a break in between it means that we had a lot more time to prepare. I've been working very hard on evaluating the previous season, seeing how we can improve in all kinds of aspects. So I'm very confident that this one will be even better. I think we'll put the same passion into it. I have no doubt about it. And to be honest, I'm just very, very excited.
Nice. So, what do you say? Shall we kick it off?
Let's do it. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week on Open Mic Live.